The Syracuse Fire Department will begin using data to try to prevent fire fatalities. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The fire department will work with Sam Edelstein, the city's chief data officer, to figure out an algorithm that will determine what houses might not have working smoke detectors, which can save lives and prevent injuries. Edelstein says it starts with statistics showing the most likely victims of a house fire.
Generally, populations that have particularly old or young residents in the houses are most likely to die during a fire, and that's likely because they just need more time to get out of the house.
Add to that targeting city blocks or neighborhoods where fires have happened in the past, and the fire department has an idea where to target fire prevention efforts. This model is based on one used by the city of New Orleans, which officials there say has already prevented fire fatalities. It's the latest in a series of data-driven programs in City Hall. Edelstein says they make government more efficient.
We could send the fire department out and say, go door to door to door to door. That would take a lot of time and it wouldn't be extremely efficient because a lot of people do have smoke detectors. What this is trying to say is here are the homes that are most at risk of not having a smoke detector that have people living in there that could die from a fire, and so go there first.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.